You're listening to SBS News.
Nurseries across the country are stocked with plants in full spring colour. Regular watering keeps them healthy, but record temperatures and a prolonged drought are affecting many suburban gardens. Jack Thorburn is the manager of Honeysuckle Nursery in Sydney.
With water restrictions coming in, is that clients are more conscious of buying drought-tolerant, particularly native plants. And so a lot of grass trees, grevilleas, beautiful flowering gums.
But it's not just gardens that are in trouble. Australia's iconic bushland is suffering too. After one of the warmest and driest winters on record, trees are dying. Dr. Brett Summerall is a science and conservation expert at the Royal Botanic Gardens. He says the warm weather is no friend to Australia's trees.
Pathogens that we're seeing here, like Phytophthora, are advantaged by warmer weather. There is a pattern of dieback across the country. We're seeing it more regularly. It's becoming very serious everywhere we look.
Among the country's most vulnerable species is Feldmark grass, which grows only on 3 square kilometres in the New South Wales alpine region. Scientists say it's remarkably tolerant of low temperatures and has adapted to one of the harshest environments in Australia on bare, rocky alpine slopes and ridges. But Dr. Summerall says that adaptation leaves it in trouble in warmer temperatures.
Once temperatures rise, that the more woodland vegetation will overtake this area and these species will become critically endangered and probably move towards extinction if things don't change.
Dr. Rachel Gallagher is a research fellow at Macquarie University. She says more than 85% of Australian plants are endemic, which means they're not found anywhere else in the world. She's concerned that if they become extinct, they're gone forever.
Yes, as a result of changing climate, we run the risk of losing species that we don't even know exist at this time.
Dr. Gallagher's nationwide study of 2.5 million native specimens lists 47% as potentially at risk. She says the figures are shocking.
So we'll expect to see changes in climate across Australia by 2070 at the level of perhaps 2 degrees to up to 4 degrees of warming across the environment. So really large changes are projected from global climate models. It is a real risk that we could lose a significant proportion of Australia's plant biodiversity under climate change.
Dr. Gallagher says that loss has a flow-on effect for humans, with, for instance, a lack of water filtration in some catchments, a loss of paddock trees on farms, a loss of resilience on the land, and reduced connected habitat for mammals and birds. At Australia's National Herbarium, scientists are digitising more than 1 million specimens, some collected by early explorers. Brett Summerall says it's a link with history.
They're actually collected by Daniel Salander and Joseph Banks on Cook's Voyage. So this Eucalyptus crebra is a specimen that would have been collected at Botany Bay in April in 1770, so nearly 250 years ago.
That eucalyptus specimen has travelled a long way to get to the National Herbarium. It was put into the hold of Cook's ship, the HMS Endeavour. When the Endeavour hit a reef, it was submerged underwater, but then taken to the British Museum in London. It was eventually returned to Australia in the early years of the 20th century. The online database to which it's now been added and the analysis of plant DNA will be used to breed resilient plants for farms or for mining restoration. Scientists also hope to migrate some threatened species to cooler sites to save them for the future. Dr. Summerall says it's important work.
The smell of a gum leaf, Banksia flowering or a Waratah flowering, there are very strong cultural aspects to Australian society, so I think it is really incumbent on us to make sure that we do preserve and save those species.
So far, about 80,000 specimens have been added to the database, and the digitising process is likely to continue through the rest of this year and for most of 2020. Alan Lee, SBS News.